part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Now, when you talk about the word steward, that word right there, steward, it means apparently manager, and is mentioned quite a number of times in the Bible. And as for Adventists, they define a good steward as someone who understands God is the creator and owner of everything. And in this lesson, Mfundisi wethu Pastor Nyati joining us now on the line is going to unpack the concept of stewardship and explore its purposes. So that's what we're going to be going into. And he's already here. Pastor, good afternoon to you, sir, and welcome once again to AWR.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good afternoon to you, yourself and to the listeners.
Thank you so much, Mfundisi. Trusting that we find you well. It's been a minute. Hoping that you're doing well.
Indeed. God is good.
Marvelous stuff. Footy, so let's jump straight into our conversation. We received a prayer request, a couple of prayer requests, in actual fact, from our listeners. I was hoping that as we wrap up, if we could just maybe include them in some prayer, a season of prayer.
Indeed, definitely.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Mm.
Pastor, as we begin, this idea of a stewardship, a manager, is that what it's being applied as when you look at it in the Christian context? How do we also fit in? I mean, when did we ever put a tender application to say we want to be stewards? We don't remember applying to be anyone's manager. So maybe define and show how we fit in.
Indeed. I think the idea of stewardship has been misunderstood.
Okay.
To think that perhaps it's the church that is trying to do some fundraising or something like that.
Exactly.
But it's far from the truth. You know, stewardship is a favor that God has bestowed upon us. Stewardship is, as you were speaking, it's management, it's ownership, or rather, let me say, it's partial ownership and responsibility that God has given to us. That requires us to have accountability, to be accountable. And also, by being faithful and accountable, there is a reward that comes with faithfulness in being a steward. I think that's basically the bottom line, that in the Bible, God requires stewardship, or he requires our responsibility over many areas. And many times we only limit it to money, and it's not at all about money. Perhaps money is the least of the things. I would say that God requires of us, the five T's of stewardship. We are stewards of time, meaning that our time is not our own, is regulated by God. That is why we must spend some time with him. That's why we must spend some time with family, spend some time. Time is a stewardship issue.
Can we cover the T's? We've got a particular day later, Mfundisi, that we've got. I wanted us to maybe just handle the definition for now. And I'm still waiting to hear how we fit in, Mfundisi. I haven't yet heard you how we are fitting in as human beings into this tender of management. I mean, surely God is able, if he is able to do all things. We say he's omnipotent. Surely he can manage his own business?
You know, in Genesis chapter 1, from verse 1, we are told that God created the heavens and the earth.
Okay.
And where we come in verse 27 and 28, God made man in his own image.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, he gave them dominion over the earth, meaning that he gave them management, and he gave them the tools and everything that were necessary to rule over the earth. And so this is where we come in. We were given that dominion, even though there was a disruption in this dominion issue where the devil tried to steal away that dominion. But God still expects of us to be good managers
mm-hmm.
and to be stewards, because we were created and also we were recreated. Christ redeemed us. And if you were to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20 mm-hmm. also speaks of the fact that we were bought with a price. And therefore, we must glorify God in our bodies and in our spirit, which are God's, meaning that we do not belong to ourselves. We belong to God. Every human being walking in this earth is a purchase of his blood and is God's by creation and also by redemption.
You mentioned this word dominion, and sometimes it is accompanied with this negative connotation to dominate. Is that what God was intending? We must dominate this earth and rule it?
Yes, indeed. When you speak of the negativity, there is also the positive side of it. It means that everything that is in the earth also looks up to us as managers. The birds of the air, the animals,
mm-hmm.
and the trees and everything, they look to us to be good managers, to take care of the terrain, the environment, and all those things. So we are actually favored to be masters of the earth, to be masters mm-hmm. under mm-hmm. God, to take care of business here on earth as God would.
So are you saying that it's both the negative and the positive side of dominion that God gave us? So we've got also this other side. Yes, the good side, and I appreciate you giving it to us. But I was particularly asking about the negative side, where it's got this domination aspect to it, almost ruling with an iron fist and trampling over kind of vibe. That's also something that we've been given permission to do as stewards?
No. You see, if we go to Genesis chapter 1, it gives us the fact that man was created in God's image. In the image of God created him, male and female. And so that alone tells us that in whatever we do, we are the image of God. We must do as God would. And God himself is a good steward. God is a steward himself,
and he
has shown stewardship that he is a responsible father, he is a responsible creator, in the fact that he even is willing to die so that we might live. So we must also in our stewardship understand that responsibility of saying that we can also be like God in taking care of the whatever God has given to us here on earth. The Bible would say that in whatever you do, do all as unto the Lord.
And that's a fascinating principle that you're laying down, Mfundisi. And I don't know if I can just maybe explore it a bit, because what I'm hearing you saying is in our carrying out and dispensing our stewardship duties, like you're saying, this management role, we must do it the way the owner would want things to be done. So it's almost like we must do it in such a manner that the owner, if he was here, he would have done it the same way.
You know, I like the concept or the principle that came many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
What would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? Given the situation perhaps you are in, what would Jesus do? And so we must take care of the earth, take care of the things that are given to our hands as God would. And if we do that, then we will be glorifying God, and whatever we are managing here on earth would be happy, would be glad, and will glorify God.
I love that. Vunis, can you touch on with us the purpose? What is the purpose of this stewardship? Why did God make us stewards? I mean, surely, like I said earlier on, he could have done it himself, but yet he appoints mortal human beings to manage this mighty investment of his. Why? What is the purpose? Is it supposed to do something for us?
You know, there is something that God enjoys or loves when human beings mm-hmm. become like God, when human beings do things to glorify God. And when we, okay. if we go back to biblical characters, look at Job, for example. Job 1 verse 21, here is a man, a righteous man over all the earth, and he suffers greatly to the point that even his family is destroyed by death. All of his children, in all of that, all his wealth and everything is gone. And he says in verse 21, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will return. The Lord has given, the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. How many of us would be in a position of negativity and we still get to a point of saying, blessed be the name of the Lord? So we are created to glorify God in whatever situation, and that is the highest form of stewardship, to glorify God with whatever situation that is in our hands.
Amen, amen. Mvurisi, maybe as we draw towards the close, talk to us the character traits of a good steward.
I think if we were to look in the Bible, we would see biblical characters like Job, like Abraham, very good stewards, people who know and understand that God owns everything. Even ourselves, we are owned by God. People who understand the principle of ownership, that when you own something, you take care of it. People understand the principle of responsibility, being responsible for whatever, and when we fail, we take accountability. And also understanding that at the end, God will look through our stewardship, and he may proclaim these words, especially to us, well done, thou good and faithful servant. It's very important to understand our servanthood under God, and yet also to understand the responsibility that comes with the being a manager, being in ownership with God, being in this partnership. And so we must exercise the highest form of responsibility and faithfulness. In the end, God should say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Not in our own power, but in the power that God has given, has provided.
Amen. 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 No, thank you so much for that, Pastor. Really, really appreciate it. I love that. Those are the traits that we need if we are to be termed good and good stewards. We need to be faithful. Thank you. Any closing remarks as we wrap up today's segment?
Yes, indeed. I think what we need to understand is that no one is exempt from being a good steward. Yes, indeed, we see that many people have taken God and put him aside, and they are living as though he does not exist. But God requires of every one of us, and we will give an account, accounting at the end of it all, regardless whether you believe in God or you do not. The fact still remains that you have been given stewardship, and you have to account for that stewardship.
I love that. If you're created by God, you are given stewardship and you must account. Pastor, thank you so much for today's segment. Until we chat again tomorrow, may God bless you.
Indeed. Thank you. God bless.
Bye-bye. That is a Pastor Jonathan Anyati there taking us through another segment of the installment there on our fundamental belief segment. Going through this week of fundamental belief number 21, the idea of stewardship. And let me just give this in closing. Coming out of the belief statement itself, it says here, stewardship is a privilege given to us by God. And then it gives the reasons. Number one, for nurture in love. That's number one. For nurture in love. If you want to grow in love, stewardship is what you need. And number two, for victory over selfishness and covetousness. You cannot deal with those issues any other way but through this great concept of stewardship.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.